Some senators say they're being stonewalled by the Biden administration. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee complaining the Director of National Intelligence has refused to give them information about the unsecured classified documents found in President Biden's home and think tank office. Avril Haines telling the senators who have top secret clearance she couldn't tell them anything while a special counsel is investigating. Committee Chairman, Virginia Democrat Senator John Warner, not satisfied.
Regardless of Democrat or Republican, we're unanimous in that this position, that we are left in limbo until somehow a special counsel designates that it's okay for us to get briefed, is not going to stand.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the Senate could block confirmation of any future Biden nominees until they get a look at the documents. Sheriff's detectives in L.A. County still baffled about the motive for the Saturday night shooting at a dance hall that left 11 people dead. They can find no connection between the killer and his victims or the location where it happened.
We do not believe the suspect has frequented the dance studio in the last 5 years.
Sheriff Robert Luna, Vice President Kamala Harris visited yesterday with relatives of some of the 11 victims.
We will always, as a compassionate nation, mourn for the loss and pray for those who survived.
The Vice President also called for passage of new gun laws. A judge in California has issued an order preventing the state from enforcing the so-called medical misinformation law. It would allow the Medical Board of California to discipline doctors who support opinions about COVID-19 not in line with what lawmakers called contemporary scientific consensus. Five doctors had sued, saying the law violates their First Amendment rights and impedes communication with their patients. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Transportation Department has started its probe of the Southwest Airlines meltdown over the holidays.
A spokesperson for the Department of Transportation tells Fox it has begun looking into whether or not Southwest executives engaged in unrealistic scheduling of flights, which under federal law would be considered a deceptive business practice. Southwest is also warned that it will be held accountable if it does not provide timely refunds and reimbursements to the millions of passengers who are left stranded. An airline spokesperson tells Fox Southwest will continue to cooperate with any inquiry from government officials. Southwest says the December cancellations cost the company roughly $825 million. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
We will get a look, perhaps as early as today, at the footage from body cameras worn by the police officers who responded to Nancy Pelosi's home the night her husband, Paul, was attacked with a hammer. A judge ordering the video's release, the San Francisco District Attorney and defense counsel had wanted the recordings kept away from the public. Police in Memphis are preparing to release the body cam video of the arrest of a black motorist during a traffic stop earlier this month. Tyree Nichols died days later. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis making her first public comments on the case.
This incident was heinous, reckless, and inhumane. And in the vein of transparency, when the video is released in the coming days, you will see this for yourselves.
Five Memphis police officers who are also black were fired last week for excessive use of force. Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a wave of missiles and self-exploding drones on the country. Air raid sirens wailing nationwide Thursday morning. Ukrainian military says they've shot down some of the missiles and many of the drones. Those attacks coming just hours after Germany and the United States announced that they will send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.